Now instead of canning very much, now I freeze. Mm-hmm. I freeze the kind of peas that we eat, which is field peas. But I tell you, I have also canned garden peas, and you do those very much like you do beans, mm-hmm. with a pressure cooker. And I have frozen garden peas, but since my husband has died, I don't have anyone to plant the garden. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah. When you were small, did you have a lot of horses or some horse? A horse?
My father had a buggy and my mother had a buggy, and we had two buggy horses. Mm-hmm. We had hers and his. Mama had a big buggy. He had a small buggy. Mm-hmm. And then we had a surrey. And that, we used that when everybody went along.
Was it bigger than the buggy?
Well, a surrey has two seats. Oh. A buggy has one seat. Oh. Now, my father's buggy was really not big enough for more than one person to sit in comfortably, but Mama's buggy was big enough that two people could sit in the seat.
Mm-hmm. What did he used to do to get the horses moving?
To get the horses what?
Get them moving.
Get up.
He just
and when you want them to stop, whoa. Get up.
Did he ever have a
buggy whip? Mm-hmm. Everybody had a buggy whip, but you didn't whip the horses with it. You just tap him. You tap him with the buggy whip. Have you ever seen a buggy whip? It was long. It was about 6 feet long, mm-hmm. and it was a. You had a handle that you could hold fairly comfortably, and it was made out of something limber. Mm-hmm. And then the end of it, the last foot or so, was it had a tassel on it, mm-hmm. and it didn't have this whatever a willow wand, I suppose, was what was in it. Something was. Anyway, you would reach over and tap the horse with that and say get up, and they'd start.
That's great. I mean.
Now, I never saw them, any kind of stagecoach or any kind of thing like that, vehicle that took more than two horses to pull. Mm. However, I can remember when I was very young, them loading boxcars with lumber by using oxen to pull the lumber, you know. Around the back and so on. And they also use those oxen in the woods to pull the logs out. With the yokes on them, and there would be four in a span.
Uh-huh.
Of oxen.
What is span? Is that?
Well, it was how many oxen it took to pull that ox cart, I imagine.
Well, you're telling me about the bags that you got salt and everything. Uh-huh. What were they made out of?
They were made out of cotton, a kind of a coarse crash, mm-hmm. cotton.
Did they have bags like we've got today?
They don't have bags today like they had then. You bought sugar in a 25-pound bag, or in a 50-pound bag, or in a 100-pound bag. Mm-hmm. Now those sugar bags were made out of sea island, or sheeting. Mm-hmm. Flour bags, and you got that in 24-pound or 48-pound bags, were made out of a thinner material than that.
You know what it was called?
No, flour sacks. All I know. Huh. It was a kind of a long, but it was a little coarser. It wasn't